Hi, I'm Kathy Forstein, Music Director at KC Cafe Radio. On June 13th, KC Cafe Radio is going to be part of a wonderful festival in the West Plaza area of Kansas City called Porch Fest KC. Catherine Golden, Porch Fest organizer, is taking the time from her busy schedule to tell us more about Porch Fest KC and what fun activities and music we can hear. So Catherine, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Porch Fest KC. How did you start Porch Fest KC, and where did you get the idea from?
Porch Fest, there's a number of Porch Fests around the country, and actually the number is growing greatly. So it's, the type of event isn't unique to Kansas City or the West Plaza. There aren't too many in the Midwest, but essentially the idea started in Ithaca, New York, in 2007. They wanted to bring some attention to sort of the more urban areas and older homes that had front porches. And so they kind of started this grassroots thing that has taken off. I used to live in California, and I attended one just kind of on a whim in Napa, California. And it was really fun. I just thought, the relaxed environment, groups of people just kind of wandering around the neighborhood, hearing all kinds of music. It just was an awesome day. And then I moved back to Kansas City a few years later and just thought, well, that would be something that would be neat to bring back here. And so I just decided to start it. I lived at the time in the West Plaza, and that seemed like it, it had a similar energy to the neighborhood in Napa, California that I had attended one in. And it was, at the time, my own neighborhood, so it made a lot of sense to me. So I just reached out to the Neighborhood Association to gauge their interest in my crazy idea, and they were very receptive. And so we thought we would try it. The turnout was really great. The first year exceeded our expectations, or, not necessarily exceeded what I hoped for, but, it was a surprisingly great success. I'm very grateful for it. So the feedback was people wanted to do it again, so here we are.
Yeah, and this is the second year for it?
It is the second year. It feels a little bit like it's been going on longer, I think, just in terms of the energy is really high. And this year, last year, a lot of my effort was just on selling the idea to people and trying to get them to visualize what the potential was and what it might look like. And there was a little bit of an uphill curve to that because it's a very different type of festival than I think others that are here in Kansas City. And this year that there's pretty much zero effort needed to sell people on the idea or explain it. It has really filtered through the area and people know what it's about.
Yeah, I know I've gotten a lot of people who have said, oh, Porch Fest KC, that's great, and they know about it. I don't have to explain it to them.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting. It's great. I'm grateful for that.
Tell us a little bit about the West Plaza area of Kansas City. Where geographically in Kansas City is that, and why is that such a special area, you think?
It's lovely. We're not taking over the entire neighborhood, although we are kind of taking over the core of it for this event. The West Plaza is, quite literally west of the plaza. It is an older neighborhood, mostly smaller homes. There is a lot of new energy about it, so there's starting to be some new construction of some really neat modern homes as well. But it's a mix of all sizes and types of homes. Most of them, they're very compact. It's a very much kind of an urban feel. They're close together. Most of them have front porches. They're mostly smaller, and that's what made it great about, for this particular event. We are kind of moving into the area between Terrace Street over to Genesee, doing a little bit on Bell, and then that's the east-west borders, and then 47th on the south side up to Westport Road on the north side. So it's kind of the flat part of the neighborhood. The southern part of the neighborhood is a little bit more hilly. There's kind of one hill that I wanted to avoid if possible. But it's a very compact area. So you have a lot of homes in a very small area, which makes an event like this perfect for that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And it's not all just houses. Like KC Cafe Radio is going to be hosting at Rafter East Studios, and it's a pottery studio. Is all of the rest of them houses, or are there some other?
There is a couple. Rafters is a gorgeous space. The building itself is gorgeous. What they create inside is really mm-hmm. amazing. Some really talented artists there, so it's certainly worth stopping in. And I actually own a couple of pieces that I picked up from there. Really, really great artists. But that is a unique one because it really is surrounded by residential homes, and I think it used to be a home back in the day. We are also going to be at a couple of spots on Antique Row, so we are extending over to State Line only on 45th Street, which is Antique Row. So there's a coffee shop there, Myron House, that is doing one act in the morning, and then further down a little bit is a parking lot next to a hair salon, and they're going to be having some music there as well after the coffee shop, because they're kind of diagonal from each other. So for the most part, it is all residential, and that's kind of one of the great things about it, but also sort of from a parking standpoint, one of the challenges is there really is not much parking, because there isn't a commercial district per se in that area. But it is unique in that there's only, you know, three commercial places that we're partnering with for this.
And so you're encouraging people to carpool and bike and make this a walking kind of event, not drive around or anything.
Yeah, you're going to park once, and it's probably not going to be right where you want to park, and then you'll be walking from porch to porch throughout the afternoon. So we certainly do encourage carpooling. We know people are, you know, meeting their friends there. It'd be great to meet ahead of time and kind of ride together. 1010 taxi, Uber it, bicycle would be a really great idea. Mm-hmm. And just be prepared that you're going to kind of park on the outskirts and walk in. So we're expecting, if social media is accurate, we're expecting a pretty large turnout, which is really great. But people just kind of need to be prepared. It's unique also in terms of Kansas City events, because there is not a large space that, you know, big parking lots with people directing you in. It's going to be circle until you find a spot on the street somewhere, you know, four blocks away, and then walk in.
Right. Yeah. And you're telling people to also bring their camp chairs and sunscreen, so they'll be all prepared for that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it isn't, you're going to be in people's front yards. And so some of them do have some lawn chairs and stuff that they put out, which is really great. And we encourage the homeowners to do that if they have it. But for the most part, you'll be standing as you get to a yard. You know, a lot of people did this last year, and I think it's a really good idea, is just bring your own folding chair and plop it down wherever you hear music you enjoy. And then when that music ends, you can get up and then walk to the next porch and plop down there. So carrying around a lightweight camp chair is not the world's worst idea, because it is a 5-hour long festival. Mm-hmm. And so, just being able to, kind of sit down and relax is something that we're encouraging people to do.
Right. It'll go from noon to 5 p.m. on June 13th. So make sure you come prepared for a nice long day of wonderful music. Will people be able to get food and drink and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, we do have food trucks that will be on site. And then another thing we're doing, we're going to try, and this is a little different from how most food truck setups are, but there's not going to be a food truck spot because we are covering 20-25 blocks of area. We're going to have them be in different places throughout the festival area. So the idea being that you will never be too far from a food or food option. So we're having a number of different things being represented there, Cuban food and pizza and Australian meat pies. And we have cold brewed coffee on tap and kettle corn, sort of a wide mix of options for people. And so we encourage them to partake in what's available there as well.
That sounds great. And we do want to emphasize that it's an alcohol-free event, and also that children and families are more than welcome to be there and participate.
Absolutely, yeah. I call it a family-friendly event, but it's not a kids event. So I think some people don't, they don't have kids. They don't want to go to a kid event, but it is kid-friendly. But it's definitely an all ages event, and so we encourage everyone to come out. Kind of two critical things, I think, is streets are not being blocked for this, and so it's really important both that you watch the street. Cars will be going through, so you need to both let them pass through, but also not get run over.
Right.
Would be a great thing. And then in addition, all the bands are participating based on tips. And so there will be obvious tip jars at every porch. And we encourage you to show up with a pocket full of small bills, and please support the artists who are signing up for this event. And, they're expanding their coverage, but they're doing so on their own dime and except for tips. So this worked really well last year. It's also kind of an unusual structure that, if there's no bands, there's no porch fest. So we encourage you to help keep it alive by sponsoring them with your dollars.
How many bands are you expecting to play?
It's a little bit in flux right now. There were about 130 bands that applied. I expect we'll end up in around the 80 to 90 range when all is said and done.
Wow.
I know. So So it's a little crazy trying to get those all organized. So that's, you know, maybe slightly less than I know. A few people, you know, signed up months ago. I started accepting applications in January, and then that cut off on May 1st. So some of those people that jumped in, you know, February or March, their schedules have changed. So some of them are no longer available. Some of them are a little louder than the acoustic that we're shooting for. But I do think we'll probably end up around the, you know, 80 range when it's all said and done.
What kind of variety of music can people expect to hear?
It is a little bit of everything. I mean, there's certainly a lot of Americana and folk, which is what most people think when they think acoustic, and some singer-songwriters, definitely that. There's also some bluegrass, there's some jazz, pop, reggae. You know, it's really all over the map in terms of some classical music, what people can expect to see. So that's another thing that's great is, you know, if you stop by a porch and you're not necessarily loving what is there, you know, the next block could have some R&B and you may love that a little bit better. So, you know, you can come and go to any porch at whatever schedule you want. It's a really nice thing in that respect.
Yeah, and KC Cafe Radio will be streaming live from Porch Fest KC from noon to 5, so make sure you come by and see us and see how the radio side of things work. And you can also, if you can't be at Porch Fest KC, if you're in some other city and across the country or across the world, you can tune in and listen to us live as well and hear what the great music we have that we can present here in Kansas City, because there's, like, you know, like Catherine just said, we have tons of amazing artists here in Kansas City, and this is just one amazing venue that they can be heard at. So I was going to, what are we going to do in case it rains?
Right, there's a million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to. I said the power of positive thinking. It's not going to. The rain day is Sunday. You know, certainly not everybody is going to be available either as a porch host or as a musician on Sunday, but we are noting that the following day is the rain day. We don't really have a plan C, and so that's kind of, you know, that's part of the challenge. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I mean, certainly there's the thought that maybe it would bump to the fall if, in fact, neither of those days work. But Sunday be the rain date. We will post on both the website, which is porchfestkc.com, and Facebook, which is also porchfestkc.com, or facebook.com/porchfestkc, if there is any sort of bump to Sunday. But I don't think that's going to be necessary. Power of positive thinking.
Yes. We'll keep the rain away. We'll talk to the rain gods and make them cooperate with us.
I think it's all landed. You're right. It's all arrived in May. So I think June we should be good.
So how many porches do you have exactly that's going to participate in that?
Well, I don't have an exact number. I put together a lineup last weekend, and some of that has moved around and had some additional sponsor type things. You know, probably there'll probably be about 45-ish, give or take, porches in which to divide that, you know, 90 bands, between 80 or 90 bands. So I don't have an exact lineup yet, and I'm certainly late in getting that out the door. So that's my goal for Memorial Day weekend, is to lock that down, because a lot of things do depend on that, including, you know, bands being able to promote exactly where they are and getting the maps printed and those sorts of things.
Right, right. Is there any rules that people need to follow? I mean, I was just thinking about trash might be an issue. Is there anything to do about that, or do you have any rules about that?
Yeah, the rules are, there's not too many rules, but there are some. There will be trash boxes sitting around. I have, I think, like 30 different ones of those. It'll be in different places. Really, the main thing is just kind of have a camper's mantra. You know, if you bring stuff in, please either put it in the trash can or haul it back out. There is no paid staff cleaning up, and you are in people's yards. And so kind of being respectful of the invite that the neighborhood has made to the whole KC metro area would be great. So just kind of, you know, being aware, if you see trash, I would love it if you wouldn't mind just putting that in the dumpster, whether you're the one that put it on the ground or not. That would be great. And we want to be invited back and be respectful of the area. Beyond that, I mean, like you said, it's an alcohol-free event. I know that's something that's unusual. People kind of cringe at that, but kind of helping support that would be great. And then don't block people's driveways. It seems very simple, but I did hear from a couple neighbors that their driveways were blocked last year, and they had to drive over their yards to get into their garages. So that's, you know, you're please don't do that. That's not great. And past that, it's really just being careful about the traffic passing through, letting cars continue to pass through. People do live in that area and they have a right to get to their houses. And so just being courteous and kind to each other is really the bottom line.
Yeah. And what about like porta potties? Will those be available too?
There will. There will be on all of the east-west streets, there will be toilets. So within the festival area, there will be toilets on each of the east-west streets for everyone to use.
Okay, great. Well, it sounds like you got everything taken care of. We got it all thought out.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to. I mean, I kind of try to think through what would I want it to be if I were just showing up and we're trying to get all of those things in place. There will be Andy's Frozen Custard that's opening up on Westport Road. They are providing maps, and so we will have, I think we're printing 4,500 maps of which porches have which kind of music. There will be 3 information booths available kind of on the edges of the festival area, and those information booths will have maps available. We'll also have volunteers that will be wandering around in noticeable shirts, so sort of, I think they're going to be the loud orange shirts. They also should have maps available to them. There will be water provided by one of our sponsors, Mazuma Credit Union's providing waters at the information booths as well. And so, you know, there should be access to the who and the what and the where throughout the festival area. If people are interested in volunteering, I would encourage them to go to the website and sign up. There is a place there where you can put in your information and sign up. Really, we're just looking for some event day stuff at this point. I think we got everything else kind of covered. But if people are interested in being Black ambassadors, which would be a locking yourself in for a certain period of time to kind of walk around certain parts of the festival, just, you know, helping kind of answer questions, hand out maps, kind of keeping your eye on the crowd, get people out of the street if they're blocking traffic, that sort of thing. Certainly we're welcome and encouraging people to think about donating a couple hours of their time to do that as well.
Okay. Yeah. And just go to porchfestkc.com and you can get all that information. And there's a nice information there about the facts and what to expect and the area. So I want to thank you so much, Catherine, for taking the time to talk with us today. The festival is on June 13th. From noon to 5 p.m. in the West Plaza area of Kansas City. And it's going to be a great time, and KC Cafe Radio is really excited about being part of this, and we're looking forward to it. And we're going to have a great lineup of artists. I can tell you a couple of the people we're going to have on our porch. It'll be at Raftery Studio, and they've got a nice little yard, too. I went over there to look at the place. They got a nice little yard there that we can set up chairs, and I it's going to be great. But our main act is going to be a group called Neptune's Car, which is a touring band from, actually it's a duo, it's a husband and wife duo from New Hampshire. And so they're going to be coming through the area, and they're going to be playing a great mix of Americana music with amazing harmonies and beautiful songs. And they're going to be playing on our porch at 3:30. And then early in the day, we'll have the Match Sellers, Steve Sterner, the Engineers, David Hankin, and I think Chad Abernathy, I can't remember what the fourth one was, yes. Or the fifth one. Is that right? Okay.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
All right, so we've got a great lineup for you, too. We've, all those people I know we've played on the station, and people have heard them at various other things we've done, like Folk Alliance and some other. We just had the Engineers on this past Saturday at the Gustos event, so they're a great duo that I think everyone will enjoy. So, thanks again, Catherine. Is there anything we left out?
Thank you so much.
Anything we need to?
No, I think that's it. I mean, I think in the next week or so, we'll have at least a listing of all the bands that are performing at Porch Fest listed on our website. So, we, you know, that's another way to kind of check and see, plan out your day. Heard a lot of people say last year they didn't get to see as much music as they wanted, so they, you know, wanted to try to plan ahead this time in terms of their route. So we'll start getting that stuff posted on the website as we get closer to the date.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again. And like I said, go to www.porchfest.com, or you can also friend them on Facebook, find them on Facebook, and all that information will be up there as well. So thanks again, Catherine, for doing this, for one thing. This is a great thing that you're doing, and I'm all for anybody who helps support local music, and you're supporting the neighborhood there, and it's a wonderful thing you're doing. So thanks a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much.